Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in the Tabe Mudah brings that Metami Moyu Akoyin Asoyev Esaporo Umadubili Moyse. The Koyin who's burning the Paro Adumo, they made him Tame and they put him in the Mikvah. So he became a Tvul Yoyim. He still is not completely Torah until the evening comes. Lo Oitzi Milibon Shal Tzdukim, take away from what the Tzdukim said, Shoyim Oimim Bemoravei Shemesh Hoiso Nasis. To take away from the Tzdukim, they said, no, you have to wait for the evening, you cannot be a Tvul Yoyim. Now we know that the Tzdukim are the ones that represent the group of people that don't believe in Torah Shebape, they don't believe in Divrei Chazal. What is the big argument over here that we have if a Tvul Yoyim is kosher Reparo or not kosher Reparo? Why is that so significant with the argument with the Tzdukim? So the Kedusha Slavi, Rabbi Yitzchak Horodichov in the Likutim, in the end of the Sefer, he brings the pshat as like this. What is the idea that one does not become Tohar until Harev Shemesh, until the end of the day? So he said the idea is that we are mekadesh different parts. A person has to mekadesh his body. A person has to mekadesh a place. A person has to mekadesh the Zman as well. So waiting till Harev Shemesh means I'm waiting for a full day. I want to make this day Torah. So a person goes to the mikvah. It's not enough. It's not enough to be mitar himself. He has to be mitar the entire day. Tar yoyim, as the Gemara says, beginning of Pesachim. So he has to wait for the end of the day. To elevate the day, you need to have a full day. But Am Yisrael have the power to be above Zman, above time. And that's what we see in Paro Adumo. Paro Adumo comes from a very high source beyond this world. The Paro Adumo is something which doesn't belong to the structures of this world. That's why Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand it, couldn't comprehend it. Based on the logics of this world, Paro Adumo doesn't belong here. He's bringing a Tyre from a very, very high place, and that's how it takes away the koyach of Misa, of death, which controls this world. Paro Adumo comes from a higher place. Meaning Paro Adumo comes from a place that's beyond this world, beyond the place of time. Says the Kedusha Slavi, that's the reason that you don't have to do Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh means that you mekadesh the time, but that's only when you're under the realm of time. But when you're above time, you're in a higher place, there's no idea of Kedushas the Zman. So that's why we don't, Tvul Yoyim can also do Paro Adumo. The Imre Emes, in a few places, quotes the Kedushas Levi and brings it to say the idea that from here you see that Tahara comes to the place which is higher than this world. So he says, before we go to Parshas HaChodesh, what comes before that Parshas Paro Adumo? Because before he's Chachos, before starting new, you have to be Mevatel this world. Paro Adumo represents that you're above and beyond any structure or limitations of this world. That's what Paro Adumo represents. Continues the Kedusha Levi and says, that's why the Tzdukim don't believe in it. Because the Tzdukim don't believe that Am Yisrael has the power to be beyond time. They don't believe in the power of Am Yisrael. That's what it really means, not to have the belief in Torah Sheba'al Peh and Chazal. Meaning the human beings, they can't really create Torah. Torah comes from Shemaim, Torah comes from Hashem. We human beings, we don't really have power. You want to tell me you have power to be above time? The Tzdukim don't believe in that. And this is very similar to what we mentioned in a previous year in the name of my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, regarding another argument that the Tzdukim had. The Tzdukim said that the Sphira Soimir always starts on a Sunday. Mimochers a Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis. And Chazal say no. Mimochers a Shabbos, it means the day after Pesach. So Ramon Shapir Zitzal explained, what's the machlokes here between the Tzedukim and Chazal? Chazal say that Am Yisrael can create their own time. They can create their own weeks. They have the control of time that they could start Pesach in the middle of the week and start a new week since then. The Tzedukim say, no, Am Yisrael doesn't have that power. A week starts from Sunday. You can't create your own week. You don't have that power. So according to this, is mamash a very similar idea. The Kedusha Slavi tells us that the Tzdukim don't believe that Am Yisrael has the power to be above time. So you always have to be Mekadesh the day as well. But Paro Adumo represents that we are above time, that we come to a higher place. And Am Yisrael has the ability to do that. So therefore it's okay not to have Harav Shemesh. It's okay to be a Tvul Yoyim for Paro Adumo. The Imre Emes adds that the Ikar Tahara comes Lasid Lofi. Because really to be above time is you have to come to Lasid Lofi. Because Paro Adumo represents being in a state of above time, so it belongs to the status of Osid Lovli. And just to conclude, to connect this to Inyana de Yoyma, I just want to add here one nekudo that I heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yonis, and David Shlito. You know, in Sukkot, we have a special thing called Nisuch HaMayim, which means every day we bring Korban HaTomei twice a day, and you bring with it the wine. The wine comes in the Tomei of the morning, and the wine comes in the Tomei of the Bein Arbaim. During Sukkot, you bring also water, and the water also comes with the Tomei. But it comes only in the Tomei of the morning, not in the Tomei of the afternoon. That's the Gemara in Yom Dav Chavav Amud Beis. That's the Rambam Paskan the Halacha. Rambam brings the Nisuch HaMayim comes together with Nisuch HaYayin Shel Tomei Shel Shachar. What pshat the Nisuch HaMayim is only once a day, not twice a day? So Rav Yonason David Shlita explained the pshat like this. The reason why we have Tomei Boiker Tomei Ben Arbaim is because we're under the concept of time. Time changes. You have morning, then you have afternoon. You have a korban for the morning, you have a korban for the afternoon. You have a nisuch hayayin for the morning, you have a nisuch hayayin for the afternoon. But sukkis kedu is keneged losid lovoi. We spoke about it in the past. Sukkis represents losid lovoi. Losid lovoi, there won't be the changes of time because we're going to be above time. So there we have a nisuch hamayim only once a day. We don't have it every time you have a change of hours of the day, of another time, another episode of the day. Because it's all above time. So Nisuch HaMayim is a once a day thing, not twice a day. That's what the Rebbe said David explained. And this gives us a little bit of a connection to this Zedushas Levi that tells us the Parah Adumo comes with a place that belongs to above time. To join or to sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.